interview Martin Fellner from The Sister.
Okay? Yeah, sure, that's fine, yeah.
Hi.
Hi, Martin, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Whereabouts are you in the minute?
Sorry?
Whereabouts are you at the moment?
Yeah, we are now in front of a new creek, the Albert Creek.
Yeah.
Making a short stop, you know, because we have good Wi-Fi and internet connection here. Do some of the media stuff, and then we continue our way to Libya.
Okay, cool. And how have the conditions been so far?
It's okay. It's been very rough, so we made it to a rough weather condition yesterday night with very high waves. But at the moment, the whole crew is adapted to life on sea. We also get along very well with the crew on board. Everything's working very fine, and we are eager to finally reach the goal of our mission, the Libyan SAR zone.
Cool. Yeah, that video looked pretty crazy yesterday that you posted.
Yeah, we are preparing much more. We'll soon post a video about the life on board. You know, about how we eat, work, and stay here.
Yeah.
My recommendation: if you go on the secret, make sure that you have a Sri Lankan cook on board. It's really amazing. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Okay, and how long do you think it will be before you reach the search and rescue zone?
Depends, so especially on the weather condition. And I've learned now that in sea travel and in the whole maritime thing, nothing is really sure. So I'm not very eager to give a clear date, but we'll try to get there as soon as possible. Yeah, but I think it will take us several days to go there.
Yeah.
Depending on the weather condition.
Okay. And how do you define a successful mission? Like, what will be a successful mission for you?
I have to admit that at the moment, for us, it's already a big success to be on board as a ship and heading to the SAR zone, because so many people and so many powerful lobbies really try to prevent it at any cost. At the moment, for example, in Crete, the whole island is going crazy. Every port is already, without us even asking, refusing us port acceptance. We really try to do everything to stop us. But of course, we want to achieve our mission objectives. We want to go there and basically film and show what really happened there from a different angle. Because every image we got from there, every video from there was basically filtered and catered to this narrative of the NGOs. We want to stop a search, show what's really going on there, and also I think with our presence we will force them to stop any communication with human traffickers on the coast, whether light signal or VHF. And a very important part of our mission is to sink abandoned human trafficking vessels, which huge organizations like SOS Méditerranée, for example, still refuse to do.
Okay, so what other kinds of behavior by the NGOs are you hoping to document? You've said that you want to stop them communicating with human traffickers. I mean, they deny that they do that anyway. But what other things would you... I mean... Do you see what I mean? Like, lots of people have contributed money to this, so they're going to expect like an end result. Like, what else can you give them?
Yeah. You mean they're doing it anyway? The problem is at the moment there's no clear proof yet, so no clear proof of a communication between NGOs and human traffickers, and they are denying it. So if one could prove this or expose this, it would be already I think a very big blow against them. Yeah, I think that people basically wanted to go there, want to overwatch and expose what the NGOs are doing, want to sink human trafficking work. And of course, as we always promise, and as we always will keep a promise, not to endanger human life or attack any other ships or migrant vessels, as the media is claiming all the time.
Okay. Sorry, just one second. Do you think the mission has been a success so far?
Yes, it has been. I think it has been a success so far because we were able to outsmart those people who want to prevent us from going on board. We were able to overcome every obstacle that was created in front of us. All the lies, fake news about from Ukrainian mercenaries, gunships, to human trafficking, weapons, drugs, smuggling, whatever has been disputed now. And we've shown that a bunch of young activists, just based backed by their donors, are able to move this thing to get the ship on the sea, while a huge, very, very powerful lobby is against them. So I think this is already a sign of victory. But of course, for us, it's not enough. We really want to go there. We want to see what's happening there with our own eyes. We want to expose it. And basically, I personally interested in why they want to prevent us so much and so hard from going there. So what is the problem with our presence there? I think that's the right question to ask.
Okay, and how you obviously had the crowdfunding thing to raise money for it. How much of that money do you have left, seeing as the mission has been delayed by what, almost 2 weeks?
Yeah, I would have to say we get clear.
Hello? Hello? Oh, sorry, could you just stop? Could you repeat that, please? Sorry, I couldn't hear that.
We've just doubled the goal of $80,000, thanks to all the donors. So we're still in budget, unfortunately. But I have to say that due to all this pressure and massive delay, of course, we're running a lot of costs, from flight tickets to extra fuel and stuff. But I think there are a lot of people who want us to keep this thing going, and fortunately, they are really able to support it. And while the supporters and the donors of the NGOs at the moment are really dwindling and are fading away, the support for this NGO, in spite of all these attacks, doesn't seem to go down.
Okay, and have you got funding from any other sources?
No, it's really, if you look at this Kickstarter page, you can see all the highest donations altogether. And as far as I remember, last time I checked, the highest was about $2,500. So we don't have Dr. Society Foundation in our back, or any government or any institution. It's really many massive small donors who support our cause, because they don't want to stand and just watch this injustice taking place now in the Mediterranean.
Okay, and this is almost certainly the most high-profile identitarian kind of mission that's happened so far. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think basically in the whole patriotic government sector, I think it's maybe one of the biggest actions and operations that has undertaken so far. We knew at the beginning it was a moonshot. It is a high risk. It's also a dangerous mission, also a risk of failure, of course. But we are ready to run this risk because we just don't want to sit by and watch with the whole public community an injustice, an unlawful situation going on without doing anything. And that's why we are ready to run this risk and why we're still on the mission.
And are you feeling the pressure because of that?
Absolutely. It's, before we started the mission, we had a very, I would say, like a peaceful nightlife, doing our actions, enjoying the many advantages of Patreon and PayPal, all that stuff. But after this group, and after this massive media backlash we had, everything was erased, kicked. We were like really shunned, and all on the moment, the Sea Star is maybe the most interesting, but also the most most weird ship in the Mediterranean.